Tuesday night, or the Yud Gimel Sivan, and we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we're in the middle of a very complicated siman, or at least it's, I think it's complicated. It's siman Nun Zayin, the siman about when you make a bracha on something and you eat it, and you eat it up, and then they bring you more food to eat. Under what circumstances you make another bracha, and under what circumstances you don't make another bracha. We're up to Sifhei. I'll just assume everybody remembers what we learned up till now, or else we could never go further. We always have to go back, which might not be a bad idea. But Simen Nun Zayin in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Sifhei. Berech al Sheikhar, he made a shahakol on beer. B'neskaving liftar komar sheyaviu lefonov nibircha shahakol. He was a good boy. He followed what we learned, the recommendation of the poskim. You don't want to run into problems. The halachos are very complicated. When you make a bracha, have in mind that you want the bracha to cover anything you're going to be eating at this session with this bracha. He did it. Good boy. Vilo dog him. They brought him fish. So, in a tzorch l'varech l'dog him. He doesn't have to make a bracha on fish. That's if he was a good boy. Avol ha'moysa daito stam. But if he didn't have anything particular in mind, no specific intention, then afilu in b'shor shevi'u es hadogim, which is shahakol, also adayin hoya sheichel ofanov. We had this before. They brought him the fish, even when he still had some beer in front of him. So to speak, his bracha was still, so to speak, ongoing, because the beer is still in front of him. Mikol makom sorech levorech al hadogim. Now, in Sif Gimel, the Kitzur said if he didn't have specific intent and they brought him more fruit, there's a suffix if you have to make another bracha or not. So here he elaborates. V'lo domi leperis, afilu she'elu tapuchim ve'elu egozim, even though they're two different kinds of fruit, mikomoko makom min ochelhu, but it's all food, and therefore it's not clear if they brought more to him when he still had some in front of him. Even if they were different, it was a suffix if you have to make another bracha or not. But here they're very, very different. One's solid and one's a liquid. One's food, one's a beverage. Aval sheikh of a dogim. They really don't pottery with one bracha. Elam can hoy lefana b'shas bracha if they were sitting on the table. Or he specifically intended to eat it.
Is there any halacha covering like for yayin? You make a bracha on yayin, they goffin, and then they bring out a better wine. And then you make another bracha. If they brought out
What do you mean another bracha? You mean a tova meitiv or another agefen?
Tova meitiv.
Yeah, you say make a tova meitiv.
Is there any concept here? You started drinking the beer, they brought out a much better beer?
No, that tova meitiv was only on wine.
Okay.
They brought out Heineken, you mean?
Or something.
So the in this sif, again, the Kitzur Paskin and Siv Gimel, that if he didn't have anything special in mind, then if he didn't have anything, if he ate up all of the apples and they brought out oranges, he has to make a new bracha. Or even if they brought out, according to the Kitzur, even if they brought out more apples, he has to make a new bracha. According to the Mishnah Berurah, only if they brought out oranges, not if they brought out apples. This is if you ate up all your apples. You didn't have anything special in mind when you made the ha'etz. You ate up all the apples. Now they brought out more. According to the Kitzur, you have to make a new bracha, even if they brought out more apples. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you have to make a new bracha only if they brought out more oranges. And that's all if you knocked off, you polished off all the apples that were there when you made a bracha. But if you still had some apples left, and now they brought out more, so then it's not clear. That's the suffix. That's where you have the suffix. And therefore, you have to avoid that situation. Or... But, no, you can't do it. Bracha, you can't, because suffix brachas lahakel. Right? And in this sif, the Mishnah Berurah, the kids are saying that there's no suffix if they're wildly disparate, or whatever it's called. If they're very much not the same, one's food and one's a beverage, then you for sure have to make a new bracha. Even if they're both shahakol, even if you have leftover beer in front of you, if you didn't have in mind specifically when you made shahakol, the guy sits down, wants to have a cup of coffee, makes a shahakol, doesn't have anything special in mind. Then his wife brings him out some tuna fish to eat, or a piece of gefilte fish, right? He has to make a new bracha.
But they're giving the example of the dugim here that he didn't.
No, beer and dugim, he has to make a new bracha. Even if he has beer left in front of him, he has to make a bracha on the fish.
Okay.
The only thing you could say in the example I just gave, you see, there's always a twist to it. In the example I just gave, if his wife's serving him, if he's sitting down and his wife, would you like something to eat? You say, yeah, thank you. And she brings him a cup of coffee and he makes a shahakol. So then we have like an overriding svara that which is not really said in your own house. It's said if you're a guest by someone else. That then your mindset is that you want the bracha to cover whatever the host brings you. So many poskim like sort of extrapolate that to even if you're in your own house, but you don't know what there is in the kitchen, you don't know what's in the refrigerator. You're sitting down, your wife said, "Can I bring you something to eat? Would you like to have something to eat?" You say, "Yeah, thank you very much." And she brings you a coffee, and you make a bracha, then she brings you a piece of filter fish or tuna fish. So according to what we just learned, you have to make a new bracha. But maybe it's like you're a guest in someone's house and your das is whatever the host brings you, so maybe your wife is in that role and therefore you would not make a new bracha. So again, it's a question. So that's why you're always better training yourself, always have in mind whatever you're going to, whatever, even food to beverage, whatever is the same bracha as the one you're making, you want it. You want to have in mind. Even if you don't think, what happens if your wife? Let's say your wife brings you a cup of coffee. Okay, your wife's me. So your wife gives you. You want to relax? Okay, your wife brings you an orange. Brings you an orange. Make a bracha. Fine. Then a neighbor knocks on the door and says to your wife, "Oh look, I just brought these peaches in the street. They have peaches. Beautiful peaches. Would you like some?" "Thank you very much." And your wife brings you the peach. Now you have to make the hates no matter what, because it wasn't in your house. Your wife didn't have that in mind. It's not like you're somich on your wife and you want the hates to cover whatever your wife brings you. This was like out of the picture. This a neighbor just brought you after you made the bracha. So that's for sure not governed by your bracha. If you had a mind to cover everything, it could be then you're safe. Because then you're including everything, even things that are not in your world. Maybe it depends what you have in mind. If you have a mind to cover everything in your house, then it wouldn't help. You have to have a mind to cover anything in the world that you might end up beating.
Or maybe just anything in your building, your neighbor comes over and gives you a big...
Yeah, so anyway, always try to have the kloli kavona.
What do you mean is this fantasy?
Wait, what?
Something like jello. Is that like food or drink?
Ooh, you're asking what got to be this halacha? It's a suffix. Something that quivers.
There's always a jello.
Yeah.
The Rav once said about yucca, you can make a... every time you put your hand in your pocket,
you're not. Yeah. So that's a stipulation.
You make a stipulation that every time you make a bracha,
you're asking, do you have to actually have this in mind every time, or could you speak out or stipulate in your mind that every time I make a bracha, I want it to govern? The safe, I think, was also a bracha, brings down from Shlomo Zalman, that you can. That you can. So, if I remember correctly, I want to double check, but I'm pretty sure he says from Shlomo Zalman that you can. But you don't have to have it every single time. You could have a Klali Das once, that you're always going to have in mind that. But you know, I want to double check. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure. So, okay, we'll start here.